WHDD presents Susan Says.
I had a bloody good vacation last week. Let me explain the pun. I have good friends from South Carolina. He is both a doctor and a lawyer, and the former president of an organization of the same called the College of Legal Medicine. Duh. I didn't know that these people existed. After 4 years of college, they get 4 years plus of medical school. Then they go on for 4 years more of law degrees. Are you kidding? The smartest, most interesting group of people ever. And I got to go to their 60th convention in Scottsdale. So, sun, golf, and lots of blood splatter talk. No, seriously, the panels were about lots of interesting things: opiates, medical insurance, hate crime legislation, all kinds of court cases, the rights of abortion being under attack, and ethics, lots of ethics. That's where the lawyering comes in. There's a dental association also, and they were connected. Did you know that popcorn gives more problems than candy to the teeth? Yeah. Anyway, there is something now called teledental, so the practice can help areas who don't have dentists, all kinds of interesting info. Medical students made posters, and they did presentations of their work. They were given awards for research and writing, and it's good to know all these bright youngins are on the way in. I went to some of the panels, but yes, there was sun, so I did that too. And be still my heart, one of the featured speakers was the great Dr. Cyril Wecht, the famous pathologist who has done, cases from JFK to Jeffrey Epstein. I got to talk with him, and I told him the gossip I had heard about the Epstein case, which he hadn't heard, yeah, and then he talked about it. He found it interesting. I had heard that Epstein paid someone to kill him, as he was warned it would be brutal in jail. That sounds right. And then, to top it off, the prosecutor for the Jody Arias murder case. I actually watched every minute of that trial, folks. I brought up things he had forgotten. Talk about a high. It was like a celebrity I was dying to meet. He had a great sense of humor. He was a bit of a showman. An FBI profiler walked us through a case where a guy either committed suicide by stabbing himself or was murdered. He talked a lot about blood splatters. Ooh, more than I wanted to see in these pictures, but everything was interesting. I solved the case. It was the girlfriend, even though they said the case was still unresolved, but I told him it was the girlfriend. The issues were all amazing, and the fact that these people mostly started as doctors and then went to law school, it's fascinating to talk to them. It took me out of the mundane for sure, and oh yeah, not much discussion of politics, which was welcome for a change. It's so important to get away from the news. Oh, and for a bonus, the guy who invited me had saved my life a few years ago doing the Heimlich when I choked at lunch, so he's my savior too. And he always reminds me to chew carefully when I'm eating chicken. Yeah. Thanks, Bill and Virginia, for letting me tag along.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.